Hello fellow Roboteers, I am Ali, the driver of Big Day 3, and welcome to this series of podcasts on all things Robot Wars, hopefully the first of many for the ARC Robotics team. Originally, I was going to discuss the differences between BattleBots and Robot Wars, but then I started digging into the off-screen history of Robot Wars, and it had a difficult birth that ultimately led to the modern iteration that we know of today. As a British fan of Robot Wars, it is interesting to see how different the first matches compare with what ended up on TV. I highly recommend a number of website articles, but there seems to be some missing information about a few individual events in particular, so there is scope for developing this topic further. You may be surprised to hear that Robot Wars was actually the brainchild of an American working for George Lucas. As far back as 1992, the idea for fighting robots was in Mark Thorpe's head, who worked as a designer for Lucas Toys, fiddling about with a radio-controlled vacuum cleaner and saw delight when the results turned ugly. However, it wasn't until 1994, with help from Smile Communications, which later became a subsidiary of Profile Records, more on that later, that the first annual Robot Wars competition in California took place, which had 18 competitors and over 1,000 spectators, although it felt like an underground movement at the time. Among the crowd were people who would later go on to found BattleBots and Robotica, including Greg Munson and Dan Danknik. The first arena contained a bowling ball swinging over the arena, and very little protection for the spectators. The winning robot, the Master, had a chainsaw attached to it, and soon this was the design to beat. The event expanded rapidly in 1995, where La Machine pioneered the wedge design that continues to split opinion to this day. After this tournament, media companies started to get interested. Mentor Media convinced Mark Thorpe to make a TV deal ahead of US rivals to bring Robot Wars to the BBC in the United Kingdom. Although there appears to be some controversy over whether Mark was actually involved or whether Profile Records went behind his back. Using La Machine as part of the pilot, who Greg Munson credits with potentially sealing the deal with some deft manoeuvring in the robot soccer match. This manoeuvring led to a highly successful TV show on BBC Two that became one of the most popular TV shows on the BBC in the late 90s and early 2000s, and lasted for over 6 years and two UK networks. However, it wasn't all plain sailing. They had to change the venue no less than four times. Meanwhile, Steve Plosnicki, co-founder of Profile Records, had taken over Smile Communications and sued Mark Thorpe into bankruptcy over the ownership of the original Robot Wars brand, which meant the original US brand of Robot Wars was defunct and forced it underground for a number of years. Gary Klein, who was at the 1994 event, tried to launch Robotica and got a lot of support for his efforts, but things became so heated between Gary and Steve Plotnicki that Mentorn even tried to organise a Robot Wars show in California in the same week as the first Robotica event. Mentorn then subsequently cancelled their event, seemingly leaving Robotica with a free run. But we shouldn't forget that Mentorn and Profile Records had worked together on selling Robot Wars to the BBC. With this in mind, the following lawsuit that stopped Robotica just before the event was due to happen seems to be just too much of a coincidence. The legal challenge against the original creators of Robot Wars centred on two main ideas: ownership of the brand of Robot Wars, and ownership of the concept of fighting robots. While it was easier to argue that Robot Wars was a game show and not a sport, Plotnicki claimed to own the rights to the entire concept of robot combat, and to this day he still claims to own Robot Wars, as Profile Records have never relinquished the rights to Robot Wars themselves. It would be interesting to know just how much investment Smile Communications put into the original Robot Wars product, and whether there was any formal contract between Mark and Smile Communications, as there appears to be other revenue streams that Mark was using to help fund the first event. One wonders how George Lucas never picked up on how bankrolling Robot Wars. Eventually, after amassing enough money and legal firepower, some of the original competitors at the first Robot Wars event shot down Plotnicki's case by claiming that BattleBots, which they set up as another alternative competition to Robot Wars, was a superior alternative to the original product. But it came at a price. There was now no chance of getting BattleBots on TV in its original format. BattleBots finally had an event at the University of Long Beach in California, and Lenny Stucker from HBO was in the crowd. They also totaled 40,000 online streams for the event, despite a poor live audience. Remember, this is back in the 1990s when the internet was not really a mainstream thing. Lenny liked what he saw, and teamed up with BattleBots crews to add a number of features that are recognisable today. The 3-minute timer, the judges, the red and blue corners, to name but a few. It was very much in the style of a boxing match, which was where Lenny's main strength lay. However, no TV network dared touch the product, as they just did not seem to understand the idea of robotic combat. or at least the way it was pitched. However, Lenny made BattleBots into a pay-per-view, and despite the mediocre ratings for this pay-per-view, they managed to produce a pilot out of this, much like what Mentorn had to show to the BBC. With a pilot, suddenly offers came through, and Comedy Central, of all networks, winning the bid for BattleBots, finally making it onto TV in the year 2000. However, this partnership was far from ideal. BattleBots had evolved rapidly from just a lot of people having fun with robots, much like Robotica and the first two series of Robot Wars, into a format which looked more like a sporting contest. Now though, as part of the deal with Comedy Central, it had to be funny. While Comedy Central saw BattleBots as a parody of sports, Mark Thorpe and the original crew felt that the original pilots were good enough to be on TV on its own merits. However, with Carmen Electra presenting and Antics taking the headlines, the show itself was allowed to press ahead with the actual product. In once for a short time, Comedy Central's most successful show, even overtaking South Park with over 5 million views per show, which was actually comparable to the Robot Wars in the UK. Even as the show's popularity started to wane, the BBC version of Robot Wars was aired in the US by American networks too. Robotica was also set up in its period, but never had the same levels of success as its rivals. Where the popularity of BattleBots peaked is uncertain, but a lot of people seem to point to Super Bowl 36, where Budweiser used robots from BattleBots in their halftime show. However, a lawsuit followed over trademarks which damaged relations between the BattleBots crews. Additionally, MTV bought out Comedy Central and just could not make the show work to their stated remit. After 5 seasons over 3 years, BattleBots closed down. Other shows since then have tried to recapture the popularity of the show, such as Robot Combat League, when BattleBots finally got revived by ABC, with some of the original crew on board as executive producers, with an average audience in excess of 5.5 million. The British version of Robot Wars was revived by Mentorn in 2016, probably following the success of the BattleBots revival. So from the short history of robot combat, we can see some interesting details emerging, such as the British version of Robot Wars actually being more pure than the American product for a time. But when BattleBots got off the ground, it was arguably the original product as it had, and still is, the same people who were at the original 1994 Robot Wars show. So that's my very quick summary on the differences between BattleBots and Robot Wars. BattleBots is the original product but has been heavily adapted to suit TV audiences, while the UK version of Robot Wars had a much better run on TV. The legal case really could have gone either way, and goodness knows what Robot Wars would have looked like if the outcome had been any different. Maybe a more protective professional scene would have emerged. However, some differences just cannot be explained by look back at history. Just look at the house robots. And with that, I will conclude. I have been Ali, the driver of Big Day 3, and thank you for listening.